Let's go out to the trials now at Rose Hill and catch up with jockey Tommy Berry. Tommy, good morning to you, mate, and welcome back. It was a trip to Dubai, no success, but it sounded like it must be just a marvellous night.
Yeah, no, it was, Andrew. It was a great experience, something that it was a dream for me to do as a kid and growing up, and I was able to accomplish that. And, you know, hopefully I'll be there next year and, you know, in years to come with better horses. But, no, it was a great experience, and I was able to enjoy it with the family, so it was really good.
Fantastic. Well, today you're off after the trials up to Gosford for the Guineas, and Spirit and Fire, lightly raced horse here for Spendthrift Australia and Hawks Racing, but seems to have plenty of potential.
Yeah, he's got above-average ability. He's a really nice horse, lovely-looking colt. He's just still doing a little bit wrong at this stage. He's a bit immature, but he's improving every time he goes around, but he's drawn a bit awkward out there with a race that looks to have a fair bit of speed in it. So it just depends where he gets from the run. I believe if he can get a nice run in the race, he'd be very hard to beat.
Yeah, he's just got to learn the craft.
Yeah, he does, exactly. Yeah. He can go keen in his races sometimes, and he's at that stage where he still needs things to go right for him, and if they don't, he can't overcome them at this stage. He's still a bit raw, but by all means, in 6 months' time, he's going to be a really nice horse.
Field of 13 with three scratchings this morning. A little bit of an eye on the weather, so we'll monitor that. But I guess the racing pattern will be known by the time we get to race 7.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, hopefully they don't get as much rain as we're thinking. Otherwise, the meeting could be in doubt. But, you know, it's a competitive race. It's a nice-sized field, which is great to see in races like the Guineas at Gosford. And it's been a nice lead-up race sort of into the Winter Carnival. For the last few years, for sure.
As you mentioned, all eyes are on the weather, particularly heading towards Saturday. Saturday looks okay. It's what we could get later today is the query, but Inference is certainly one of the live chances in the Australian Derby.
Yeah, look, he's a very nice horse, exciting stayer on the rise. Didn't get through the wet track last start. It was a very boggy sort of a track, and I was very surprised he was able to run second, actually, at the half mile. I thought I was going to drop out, so it just showed his tenacity and his strength and courage to keep going. And he's a lovely horse, and he's got to obviously turn the tables on Ginger Nuts, but hopefully we're looking at a track that's not as soft as it was here at Rose Hill a couple of weeks ago. And we know he'll run the trip. He was an unlucky third in the Victoria Derby, and that was 2500, so he's probably one of my better rides of the day.
You've got some good rides in the features. Floric, who's run so well. Chautauqua, try to make it three straight. TJ Smithson. Antonio Giuseppe down on 51 kilos. They're all good rides.
Yeah, well, he's 52 now, Antonio Giuseppe.
Yeah, sorry, 52.
After the weights got raised. Yep, but, yep. You know, I love horses like this that Chris sort of brings back from the 2000 to the mile. He did it with Sacred Falls when I won on him a few years ago. And, you know, this horse, he's always shown he's got above-average ability. He gets in well under the handicap conditions. He's been, you know, racing up against, you know, top weight for age horses in Jamaica and the like. And, you know, I think he's got plenty of improvement. He's a fit horse. He's drawn a good gate to get a soft run. And he's got the blinkers on for the first time, which will just sharpen him up that bit. So he's going well. Chautauqua, he's obviously trying to make it three straight. He's dropping back from the 1,500. They just went way too slow for him in the George Ryder, but he's still able to reel off some nice sectionals late. He's running the Canterbury Stakes was you know, brilliant to start before. He had excuses, and he's really going into the race as good as he could be. I'm not really worried about coming back in trip. It doesn't take much to freshen him up. He's a fresh sort of horse anyway, and he's drawn a good gate, as he has the last couple of years, out a little bit wider where he can come down the outside of the track. And I think this is probably the easiest out of the 3 years he's ran in the TJ. It's a pretty open market. I think probably the three-year-old's the one to beat in speed and rough Russian Revolution. And Frolic, she's obviously coming from a great run in the slipper. I just had to give the winner too big a start on the corner. She ran home quick in good time, and she's obviously going to appreciate the step up to the 1,400. She's drawn out wide again, which she's pretty used to. Mm. Now, she hasn't had much luck there, but she'll get back and be storming home late. But she's a very exciting filly going forward.
All right. Well, mate, it's just a fantastic day. As I say, the weather is the question mark today. Let's hope it's not as much as what they're forecasting, and Saturday ends up pretty good. Tommy, good luck today at Gosford.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care, mate.